Hi, I'm Ruben Nino. I was just watching an episode of Undisputed with Skip the Drip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. No baby shit here. This is Cleta. She has nothing to do with the episode today. I recently got a monitor. I figured I'd pull like an iDubbbz kind of a thing, put something up that's kind of funny, a little background, you know, some humor. Hopefully you find it entertaining. I don't know. Fuck it, dude. She's beautiful, though. She's gorgeous. But yeah, that's enough of that. Let's roll the thing. So before we get started, I just want to give like a huge shout out to my sponsor, Anchor. Anchor.fm. Go to Anchor.fm if you want to start a podcast for yourself. You record your audio. You can do it on your phone, on your tablet. That's pretty sick. You've seen me record on my phone and upload the audio. If you're an audio listener, I record on my phone whenever we do the Uber Everywhere episodes. Pretty sick. But yeah, you can record your audio on your phone or tablet. You upload it to the Anchor app or Anchor.fm, and you kind of just ball out, you know? It's pretty sick. Let's move the camera over. Hey, how you doing? Anyhow, why is it focusing on her face? And who's texting me? Oh, it's my sister. She's asking how much I pay in rent. Stupid ass. 530, two bedroom, one bath. Two bedrooms. Kind of sucks, especially when my girlfriend's over, because she always feels the need to take a piss before I take a shower, or before I take a piss. Like, we'll literally sit there all day, we'll go out, we'll do something, we'll come back, we'll just sit, relax, watch Netflix, and chill. Watch Netflix and chill, and then 5 hours will go by, and then I'm like, man, I really gotta pee, and she'll say, let me go pee before you. Bitch, no, you had your chance for like hours, days, and you didn't go. You didn't go before you came here to my house, apartamento. Fuck you. You're not coming over ever again. Okay, I keep looking. So I'm recording on a RX100, and I have the screen flipped up to where I can see what I'm doing and see what I look like. You know, because I like looking at myself. I like seeing what I'm doing. And there's a little box. Sorry for all the audio listeners who can't see. Just go on YouTube. It's free. Come on, man. Who doesn't have a fucking YouTube account right now? You just sign up with your Google account. Just sign up with Gmail. Fuck. She keeps texting me? Stupid ass, retarded ass, ugly ass bitch. Renee, if you're watching this or listening to this, fuck you. You're like, you don't even look like me or Junior. You're dark skinned. I'm just kidding. That's racism at its finest. I'm not racist anymore. I'm just kidding. Never was. Can't be. Anyway. What was I saying? Yeah. There's a little square that comes up on my face where it's auto-focusing. And every time I move back, it auto-focuses onto Beth here. God, look at her. Look. Man. Hold on. Look at that. She has a sugar skull face tattoo. I'm not gonna lie. I wanted a sugar skull tattoo, not a face tat, obviously. I was gonna get like a my friend Kim, she has a sugar skull tattoo and it looks sick as fuck, and that's the reason I wanted one, cause I was like, yo, I'm Latino, what's up? I want one. I want to be cool. I want to be with it. I want to be for the people. I'm a man of the people. But I was going to get it like right here on my shoulder. Not. I mean, it's certainly a bold choice. She's really a. And you can see that she's not even naturally a redhead. Her roots are blonde. God, I should be a hairdresser. She's even got like the skull teeth and shit on her lips. And like the cheekbones. Ugh. Ugh, and the biohazard symbol on her neck. I can see why she's in a jumpsuit. She's a different kind of ugly. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's rude. She made some interesting choices in her life, of which I don't agree with. Face tats, unless you're, you know, Post Malone, 6'9". I would say Lil Xan, but fuck that guy. He's fucking trash. Like, I'm not saying I could make anything better, but, like, I could make something better. Ugh. God, face tattoos. I don't know why that's a trend. I don't know why that's something. I guess 21 started it, you know? For those of you who don't know, and if you don't know, now you know. Biggie. I guess he started the face tattoo thing, you know? Because he had the, you know, Schlotta gang. Pick your poison, this, the dagger, the axe. He started the whole face tattoo thing, but I guess white girls think they can pull it off now, and they can't. They really, like, Amber Rose is a good example. She is not the most beautiful person anymore. Because she has a giant tattoo on her forehead. I can't remember what it says. It probably says, like, pussy money weed, pussy money weed. But, you know, that's life. That's life for them. You make good choices, you make bad choices. Some good choices could be, like, starting a podcast with Anchor.fm. But some bad choices would probably be, like, that. For real. If you're an audio listener, please hop onto the YouTube. Search up The Nino Show. It's a picture of the Enye. You know, like the merch. Subtle plug. And just watch this. Just. God. Anyhow. You probably can't see it too well on the camera. Fuck it. But, you know, she looks like if meth was a person. She looks like she sells kids to, like, Middle Eastern countries. She looks like she stashes heroin in her baby's diaper. If that makes sense. Then again, I look like I eat 4 Big Macs a day. So I can't really be talking the most shit. But then again, I'm not in an orange jumpsuit yet. Dude, speaking of the law, guess who finally got his first ticket down in the great state of Louisiana? I was coming home from Alabama. I took a quick road trip for 2 days. Went and saw my family. I love those guys. If you're watching, shout out to Frankville, Alabama. Shout out Mobile, Alabama. But I'm coming. I'm doing 85 and a 55. And it's this long ass stretch of highway. Nobody there. And this cop comes from the opposite side of the road towards me. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? Pulls me over. He's like, son, you know how fast you were going? I was like, yes, sir. I was doing about 80, 85. He's like, yeah. Can you go ahead and please give me your ID? And I got really nervous because, you know, whole news with cops and, or, you know. And I handed him my debit card. And he's like, son, I asked you for your ID. And I was like, I'm sorry. Nervous. And he's like, why are you nervous? And again, the whole cop thing. I'm like, I've just never been pulled over in another state. You know, I'm sorry. This is my first time coming through Louisiana. He's like, all right, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem, Biggin. Fuck you. Don't call me Biggin. Coaches call me Biggin, bitch. Anyway. His tone changed after he saw. Oh, I don't think. I don't know. I feel like his tone changed with me after he realized that I am a Hispanic male. Despite he was friendly to me when he thought I was, you know, white. But his tone changed after he found out that my name is Ruben Alejandro J. Ramirez. Or not, it's not Ramirez anymore. It's not Ramirez anymore. Nino. I got adopted. But yeah. His tone changed a little bit. Then again, he was a southern gentleman. And he told me, he's like, all right, son, I need you to sign for this ticket. It's going to be 55 all through here till you get to that 4-lane highway up across state line to Arkansas. Then it ramps up a little bit. And I was like, all right, thank you, sir. How much is the ticket? Because he didn't fucking write it on the ticket. And he's like, oh, ain't going to be no big deal. It ain't going to be big or nothing. I finally got home at like 4 o'clock. That happened at like 10 or something like that. I call the sheriff's office. And they're like, yeah, it's going to be $264. $264? Buddy, I can't afford that. I mean, technically I can. Because, you know, I have all this lavish equipment. But I couldn't at the time. I can't right now. Currently broke. I have bills to pay. I'm grown. I pay my bills. But anyways. Yeah. Got my first ticket. Couldn't talk my way out of it. Kind of pissed me off. I pretended to act nervous. Not pretended. That's what I used to do. When I was in high school, I got pulled over 4 times. One, taking one of my friends home from football practice. And I was like, that was my first offense. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. The second time was with the boys, Daniel and Luis. Shout out if you're watching, boys. But yeah, we got pulled over at a church, and he's like, all right, son, I'm going to let you off with a warning. I was like, hell yeah. Third time, I was driving without my lights on. But the sun had just come down. The sun had just come down, and I was like, I can still see. You know? And the guy's like, all right, I'll let you off with a warning. Just remember to keep your lights on. And then this time. Oops. And I even posted on my Snap story. I was going 100 down that highway. I was going 100. And I posted it on my story. And I was like, damn, Motley Crue got me acting different. Because I was playing Live Wired. And this shit go hard. But yeah. Dude, road trips are fun as hell for me. I went by myself. It was just me. I was in the car. I was listening to other people's podcasts. I was listening to The Weeknd. And I was just by myself. I got to think. I got to sit. I got to do whatever I fucking wanted. Sorry if that clipped. Hold on. Did that clip? Get out of here, Samantha. Oh yeah, that clipped hard. My bad, guys. You like this? You like this view? You get to see how the sausage is made? But yeah. I got to do whatever the fuck I wanted. And it was enlightening. I got to sit and think about stuff. Got to think about how aliens made pyramids. I'm just kidding. Aliens didn't make pyramids. I'm not one of those people. Please. Oh, little story. Because I went down for the 4th of July, and every 4th of July, we have fireworks and ribs. Uncle Raymond's ribs, always the best. Anyhow, little story time. There's this man there that I've never met before. He was a big hoss truck driver looking type, you know what I mean? And he's giving me the side eye the whole time. And I'm like, do I know you, big dog? But he's giving me the side eye. He sees that I have Latin and Mexico tatted on me. He's giving me the side eye. And I'm like, man, I've never met you in my entire life. I don't fuck around with you. Fuck off. But he's just giving me the side eye this whole time. And I'm like, man, why does this guy not like me? He finally turns around, and I see that right here, he is white. Pride tatted on his arms. I'm like, that makes sense. Now I know why you don't like me. You've never met me. I've never met you. I've never heard of you. Never seen you. You don't like me because I'm brown. Well, I'm not really brown. I pass for white, but I'm like a reverse Cadbury cream egg. White on the outside, kind of yellowy, kind of like I look like I have jaundice, and then I'm brown on the inside because I love tamales. I love my dad's carne asada. You know, that's life. But while I was down there in Mobile, I got this sick ass hat. I love these types of hats, dude. I used to have one that had the American flag on it. We went to a girls' state soccer game because the theme every year was USA. Fucked around with it. But yeah, that's been life so far. It's been fun. This has been a 17-minute, 46-second video. Sorry, I had to lean in really close. The screen's super small. Anyhow, yeah. I guess that's the end. My trip was fine. Thanks for asking. How was your day? Sorry. I might cut that out. How was your day? Let me know. Reach out to me on social media. On Twitter. @ShowNino. Reach out to me on Discord? Reach out to me on whatever you think you want to reach out to me on. Let me know in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. How was your day? This one dude with a banana profile picture asked if I wanted to be his friend. The answer obviously is yes. But yeah. Cop the merch in the description below. Maybe fuck around and wear it. My girlfriend got some. Her cousin got some. I got some. My mom has. My dad, at least. My brother. I have different designs on there now. Big girls don't cry. Goes to breast cancer awareness. I can't remember the other collections. That one, big girls don't cry. That one's my favorite. By a lot. Because the design actually looks decent. But, yeah, maybe it was because of the pandemic, a little bit of COVID going around, a little bit of COVID not playing. I have the option to make masks. If you're watching this, and, like, you know me personally, hit me up. Tell me if you want to help me design a mask. Like, being dead serious, we'll draw something up, put it on a mask. Okay. Alright, let's play some outro music. Let's get the fuck out of here. See ya.